What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigger, host of the Paul Pigger Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Commissus Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So I want to go over the wrap-up of last night's BKFC event on DAZN, Hollywood, Florida, which took place December 21st, 2024. A lot of good fights last night. You had two prelims. You had Walker versus Bloom, and Walker won. Bloom ended up quitting because he was just so gassed out, he pretty much just had to quit. He couldn't go no further, which really sucked to see because a lot of these fighters, I don't think they realize how exhausting bare knuckle is. They think because they're only two-minute rounds, five-two-minute rounds, that it's not going to be as exhausting, but it is. Then you got Francesco Ricci, who fought Lacaze. And Francesco Ricci looked very, very good. Former light heavyweight champion, if I'm not mistaken. Definitely looks like he could try to move back up, climb up the rankings to get that belt. You had Randall versus Lewis. Randall knocked him out with a two-piece. That was all she wrote. Hamasi versus Peralta. And what's Peralta's? This is just two different Peraltas. Eduardo Peralta versus Hamasi. Hamasi won that, made his debut. Looked really, really good. You had my guy Edgar Plaziola, who I interviewed on Paul Pigger Podcast. He won after knocking Castro down five times. I got to give it, Castro's a tough son of a bitch. First four knockdowns didn't really faze him. He got up quick, but that last one really put the icing on the cake and the cherry at the top for Plazaola, and he's literally still undefeated. If I'm not mistaken, he is 5-0 now. Oh, my bad. He's 4-0 now and should be moving high up in the rankings. You had Derek Perez versus Justin Iberola, and I was definitely impressed with Iberola. I didn't know how he was going to go with fighting with Perez in the clinch and whatnot, and he dominated in great fashion. Perez pretty much quit. He just said, hey, I'm done. I can't take no more. So Iberola must have been hitting him pretty hard. Cutman G. Perez fought Caprio, and Caprio seemed to look like he dislocated his shoulder or separated his shoulder, and you could tell that he couldn't really finish the match, and he lost that early in the fight. Brian Duran beat Hassan Ruffin in easy fashion, pretty much. I think that went to the first round, if I'm not mistaken, and that was it. Then you had Perdomo, the Cuban Mike Tyson. Leonardo Perdomo fought Costa, and he basically knocked him out, KO'd him with a gut shot. That's how hard Perdomo hits, and they're going to find it very hard to find somebody that's actually going to challenge Perdomo. From what I heard, most people are scared to fight him because they know they're going to get a loss. Then you had the fight of the night, which was the women's fight. Christine Faria defending a belt versus Christine Vicens, who I just interviewed last week on this show. And Vicens, I mean, really great woman, nice as can be, fought hard, tough as nails, tougher than a $2 steak, but she lost. The doctor basically called the fight, so it was a medical stoppage, but she didn't quit. She fought to the end, and she's getting a bonus for fight of the night, and she's got my respect going forward. Definitely win or loss, I mean, she would have got my respect. And she definitely got my respect just taking that kind of punishment and not giving up and still fighting. Surprise of the night, though, was Warren versus Mike the Marine Richmond, who basically won in easy fashion, knocked down Warren early in the match, and then knocked him out right after that. Yeah, that was a disappointing one. I don't think I expected that to happen so quick and such easy fashion. Richmond was literally the interim champion before, and he said, screw that. I'm going to hold that belt for as long as I can now. He definitely well deserved. Really, really good night of fights. Some of them, you know, they went out in the first round. I get it. A lot of, at least three or four straight was like over in the first round. But some really good fights, man. Really, Warren is a star name. Richmond, Faria, Vicens, Perdomo, Duran, Cutman G, Perez, which everybody in BKFC knows and loves because he's also the Cutman. Ibarola, Perez is pretty well known. Edgar Plaziola is starting to rise. I mean, people know Rookie Randall. And Francesco Ricci was literally on the prelims, and he's a former champ, man. I mean, this was a stacked card. They always stack the Florida cards. And that's only my gripe with BKFC is they overstack the Florida cards, and they don't leave enough meat on the bone for some of these other cards. Because none of these other cards typically be stacked like the Florida cards. If I had to say what the fight of the year was, it still got to be the Tony Loco Soto and Tenaglia fight. That's literally fight of the year. And I'm really upset that I only saw my guy Dave Redneck Mundell fight really just one time this year. Really just one time. Few disappointing fights this year I see. Blas versus Reber. I mean, I did definitely try not to take sides because I interview a lot of these bare-knuckle fighters. But, you know, I got my favorites, man. And when I got my favorites, I want to see my favorites win. And really disappointing that Reber went down as quick as he did versus Blas. But Blas is he's a beast. I mean, anybody that's knocking people out and doing black backflips is crazy. I mean, you had Lindsey versus Brito this year, Bretton Hart versus Taylor Starlin, War versus Peralta. That ended up in a quick knockout. I mean, you had BKFC 62 had three title fights. You had Kai Stewart versus Duran, Richardson versus Blas, and Warren versus Escobosa. That was really, really stacked. Yeah, man. I mean, BKFC did a lot of events this year, man. A lot of events. They literally did almost two to three events every single month of this year. You know, some months they had two events, and some months they had three events, and they're supposed to be going to, they're going back to California. They got Fight Night Pechanga, January 18th. You got Brito fighting Cardinov, the Russian. You got Knuckle Mania coming up, Alvarez versus Stevens, and you also got Mick Terrell versus Ben Rothwell in that one. You got, they're going back to the Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. And they got, of course, another UK event. And they're supposed to be going to Dubai my birthday month in April. So that should be a real, real big event. But, yeah, very, very good night last night. I was definitely pleased with from what I saw for the majority of the fights, except for the ones where the guys quit. And that's another thing. The guys seem to quit a lot more than the girls in BKFC because the women tend to go five rounds almost every time because they don't really got a lot of knockout power. They got knockdown power, which is a lot different. But, yeah, man, really good year for BKFC, I would say. A lot of names that are becoming stars in combat sports. A lot of names that are really having some good careers. And the thing about bare knuckle is if you retire from UFC or boxing, then you could just come over to bare knuckle. You can come to, go to BKFC or you can go to BYB. And be on the lookout for me interviewing a lot more BYB fighters this coming up year. So far, I interviewed one fighter and the CEO of BYB. But look for a lot more coming up this year with BYB and just boxing and MMA as well and other combat sports because I'm definitely trying to set up an interview here. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but I've been trying to see about setting up an interview with Shannon the Cannon Briggs because a good friend of mine, Smooth the Hustler, is actually part owner in his boxing academy, the Brownsville Boxing Academy. So, you know, I told him just put the word in his ear, see if we can get an interview. And I think that'd be great. Have him come on and just talk somewhat about his career and talk about the Brownsville Boxing Academy. You know, so yeah, appreciate y'all tuning in. Another episode of Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.